Yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Two for Tuesday. And that's one of the greatest songs ever recorded. A perfect song. That's Bonnie Raitt, I Can't Make You Love Me. 773 requested that for Two for Tuesday. We'll hear another Bonnie Raitt song coming up in a little bit. That song is perfect. Amazing. Okay. Now, pop-up video was a show that was on VH1 where they would take videos and little facts and little trivia pieces would pop up on the screen while you watched them. And it was a show that was on in the 90s. And they made a board game out of it. And one of my listeners was kind enough to give me that board game, which asks trivia questions about those specific videos and pop culture events. And Esmeralda and I battle it out to find out who has more pop-up video knowledge.
That's apparently you.
I've won a few.
You've won all of them.
No, yeah, we've tied or I've won, I think it is. So, and ladies and gentlemen, Skip Skipley.
Hey, everybody.
It's Skip Skipley.
Quite an honor.
Good to be back.
I'm so glad you're back, Skip Skipley.
Thanks.
Retired, and you're, well, you know, and you, yes, you've come back from retirement.
Right.
Just for pop-up video.
Right.
Well, welcome back from retirement.
Thank you very much. Bob Barker says hello.
Oh, you were hanging out with Bob Barker.
Right. We were at the animal shelter together.
You guys weren't spaying and neutering, were you?
Well, we weren't. Other people were.
Okay. All right, Skip, are we ready? I like that you were just hanging out at the animal shelter. Like, that's the place to hang.
Well, I mean, isn't that Bob Barker's house?
I mean, that's his deal.
I'm still cracking up over the fact that Patch was a delivery man. All right, Skip Skipley, what's our first card?
In honor of your return from vacation.
Yeah.
Our first card is Till Tuesday's Voices Carry.
Oh! Am I first?
You are first.
Oh.
Please sing any line from this song.
Okay. Hush, hush. Keep it down now. Voices carry. Oh, 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 hush, hush, darling. He might overhear. All right?
That was an interesting interpretation, but
well,
it counts.
That was from the time I saw her in 2002 when somebody requested her sing that song, and she did, like, the darkest, craziest version of it ever.
I thought that was good.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I happen to love Amy Mann.
Once again, you probably should keep comments to yourself.
I'm not saying a word.
I know who she is.
Well, just a future warning. All right, Esmeralda. Where does the lead singer make her voice carry at the end of this video? Where does the lead singer make her voice carry at the end of the video? And what scenario and what place is she at when she starts screaming at the end of this video?
Oh. Is she a restaurant? No, I don't remember.
That's incorrect. Mr. Giglio?
Opera?
Concert hall.
Concert hall.
Oh, yeah, she's wearing the thing.
She stands up. She stands up, and he's sitting there all embarrassed, the bastard. And he hates her rat tail. By the way, remember he's rubbing her. Oh, no, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm going to be quiet right now.
That's the only thing I can go with that guy.
Is it even like the rat tail?
Yeah.
I probably would have had. I think I probably had one when that song was released.
Really, you would have had matching rat tails.
Okay.
Is that couple with the matching rat tail?
Hey, that wasn't a shocking thing in the 80s.
Sure. Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
Name Till Tuesday's wild-haired singer.
Come on! Seriously, that's a question?
That is a question.
Amy Mann.
That is correct. Esmeralda. What symbol of cleanliness does Till Tuesday's singer, Amy Mann, wear on her hands in this video? What symbol of cleanliness does Amy Mann wear on her hands in this video?
Symbol of cleanliness?
You just mentioned them.
Oh, gloves.
What color gloves?
White gloves?
That is correct.
Okay.
I think that's, we got a break, right? Okay. 2-1 so far. Till Tuesday.
2 seconds, I was going to say, rat tails?
Yeah, that's a symbol. That's why I had one, because it was a symbol of cleanliness.
Gross.
Okay. It wasn't gross in the 80s, man. I'm telling you. It was ridiculous, but it wasn't gross. Yeah, it was gross. Okay. Yeah. There you go. 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, 2 for Tuesday on WGN. Nick DiGilio here, your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. 5 o'clock is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and at 6 o'clock, stay tuned for Steve Cochran. 773 requested Bonnie Raitt for 2 for Tuesday.
When I was a kid, I danced to this with a friend of mine in my friend's basement. Like, we did a dance routine to
You did
it.
A routine to that song?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Those are things we did.
Any video of this?
Yeah.
No.
Do we have video?
Goodness, no.
Of that? No?
I think we tried to do some sort of, like, pick up and spin around
like
thing.
Like a dirty dancing kind of thing?
Yeah.
Did you jump from one end of the room to the other? No.
It was not working out so well.
They made a movie called Something to Talk About. And I'm trying to remember who was in it, and I can't remember who was in it. Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
Is it Julia Roberts?
Is it Julia Roberts and, good-looking, used to marry to Meg Ryan.
Dennis Quaid.
Yes.
Oh, it was Dennis Quaid.
A woman's world is rocked when she discovers her husband is cheating on her.
Wow.
He's very good-looking, though.
Dennis Quaid?
I think so.
I agree.
It's that smile.
No, I think Dennis Quaid is the king. I've been loved Dennis Quaid.
Well, there you go. You should have immediately went Dennis Quaid.
No, but see, it's a movie with Julia Roberts, so the guy, of course, is going to be attractive.
Right. Well,
it's a Hollywood romantic comedy. It's not. They're not going to have somebody who looks normal in it. Skip Skipley is back.
Oh, yay.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, but welcome back from retirement.
Thanks.
Your second retirement today.
Yeah. Impressive.
Well, very good. All right. Welcome back, Skip Skipley.
Thank you.
Now, are we on the other side of the Tuesday? It is Tuesday, too.
Oh, look at that.
Wow, oh.
Yes, we are on the second side of the Till Tuesday card.
Whose question is it now?
This would be yours.
Mine, okay.
The song Hush
yeah.
appeared on the soundtrack to what horror movie? We are multiple choice here. Halloween, H2O, Scream 2, The Craft, I Know What You Did Last Summer. The song Hush appeared on the soundtrack to what horror movie? Halloween, H2O, Scream 2, The Craft, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Come on, these are all in your wheelhouse.
No, I know. I'm just trying to think. And they're talking about Deep Purple, right? I mean...
What?
Hush by Deep Purple. That's got to be what they're talking about, right? No.
I believe so.
It's got to be.
Oh.
Is there another song called Hush?
No, there's a Paula Abdul song.
No, it's not that. I'm going to say The Craft. I'm going to say The Craft.
That is incorrect.
It's wrong.
What was it?
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Now, how would I know that? That movie's a piece of crap.
Wow.
I remember because it was a cover
of
that by a band called Kula Shaker.
Ah, Kula Shaker.
I don't know why
I
knew that.
Yeah. No, that's the only one out of that group that I hate. What were the? It was because I love The Craft. I love H2O. What was the other one?
Scream 2.
Yeah, I love all the other. That's the only the reason
and
why.
I Know What You Did.
And I hate that movie. I've only seen it once. It's terrible. Okay.
Esmeralda, what was the name of ventriloquist Waylon Flowers' dummy?
Come on.
This is like the opposite card. Like, I'm pretty sure all the questions geared for Esmeralda should go to Nick and vice versa. But what was
Is this multiple choice?
No.
Oh, come on!
Hold on. All right. Let's see if I can... Nope.
Not in the...
I can't even think of the name from The Simpsons.
Listen, if you did, everybody who was in that room when I gave that Foster Brooks note, this is exactly the era. It's exactly the era.
Would you like to...
Madam.
Try your hand, madam.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're watching Hollywood Squares around that time, one square would be Foster Brooks... And one square would be Waylon Flowers and Madam. It was true.
Man.
It was a weird time, man. Still 2-1. Close.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now what? I'm going to get one of Esmeralda's questions.
Well, I don't know. This one might be weak.
All right.
A Man Called Hawk was the 1989 spinoff of what popular TV detective show?
Magnum P.I.
That is incorrect.
It's not Magnum P.I.?
Oh, wow. Confidence.
Wow, I thought it was Magnum P.I.
Nope. Spencer for Hire.
Oh, Spencer for Hire. Oh, no, that's right. It's Spencer for Hire. Why am I getting that confused?
Yeah. How dare
we
you?
We did have a Magnum P.I. mentioned early in the show with our guest from Movember.
Yeah.
You got it on the brain.
That's right. Okay.
But how dare
now,
you,
what, no,
Spencer for Hire? Come on.
All right, so, okay, so Hush, we understand that question.
Right.
What was the other ones now?
The ventriloquist Waylon Flowers.
So that would be Madam.
Because the voice is Carrie.
Okay. And then Hawk?
Not sure on that one.
Hawk.
The corresponding question was Spencer. About Amy Mann.
About her hair?
Yeah, no, that was the one where name the...
Spencer for Hire, does that
have anything? Got it. Amy Mann. So the answer was Amy Mann, who was the lead singer for...
Till Tuesday, Amy
and
Mann.
And the show was called A Man Called Hawk.
Oh, A Man Called Hawk. Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Esmeralda.
Could tie it with this one.
What cartoon character would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today?
Oh, I don't know his name. Hold on, let's see. There's Brood, what is... Bruno. I would say Bruno. That's not right. That's that guy with the mustache.
Causing quite a reaction in Julio.
I just did a spit take.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, my God.
I could not. I don't know.
Can you get it through your coughing? Would you like to try, Mr.
Yeah,
Julio?
Yeah, what's his name?
Wimpy.
Wimpy.
Okay, yeah.
Wimpy is correct.
Oh, my God. It went down the pipe. I was taking a sip of water when you said Bruno.
What is it, Brutus or Bruno?
Well, it's Bruno. It's Brutus.
Oh, it's Brutus.
It's Brutus, but he's also Bluto. There's two different.
Oh, okay.
So.
There we go.
No, sir. He was known as Bluto in some of the episodes and Brutus in others.
Right. I would not have gotten that Wimpy. Okay. I can see him in my head. But...
Wimpy. They had an entire chain of hamburger places called Wimpy's.
No.
That all closed by the
that
time.
All closed by the time you, yeah. They closed right around the time Marlena got possessed.
Interesting you mention that, because next card features a soap opera question.
Oh!
It's for you.
It's a card, right? New card.
Oh,
it's you.
Okay.
So it's time for the Alley Cats to get ready and for Dave Ennett to turn the radio up.
Get ready, Dave.
Europe said, turn up the radio. Okay.
Get ready, Dave, because Esmeralda's going to lay some Wilson Phillips on us. Please sing a line from Hold On.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Someday somebody's going to turn around and say goodbye. Don't you know? Don't you change your way?
Things can go your way.
Hold on for one more day. Hold on.
Did Wilson Phillips just walk into the room?
They strutted in.
They came in, sang, and left.
They strutted in.
What's funny is that song is now used everywhere.
Hold on for one more.
And we can thank Bridesmaids for it. Bridesmaids brought that whole last 10 minutes of the movie. They bring Wilson Phillips back.
Was it?
Yeah. The whole last 10 minutes of the film, and they bring Wilson Phillips out to the wedding. And then they all sing it.
Doesn't Chris Farley and what's his? Don't they do in Black Sheep or?
Oh, no, not it's not in Tommy Buddy, Boy.
One of those Buddy movies.
They did the Carpenters.
They did the Carpenters in Tommy Boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is still one of my favorite moments in film history is when they cut back and they're crying and screaming and singing lyrics. Okay. All right. So now I got to know Wilson.
I think these cards are once again geared towards you this morning.
I don't know anything about. I can't stand this.
Well, right.
Watch this question.
Then you know all the answers.
Carney and Wendy's father, Brian Wilson, was a member of what group?
Come on.
What are we talking about here? The Beach Boys.
That is correct. Poor Esmeralda.
That really is a stupid question.
Esmeralda. Which Baldwin brother was China married to?
Oh, is it Steven?
That is incorrect.
Darn.
It's Billy.
Oh. Yes, correct. William.
Well, that's the one that no one knows, right? Or who's the blonde? Steven's the blonde one.
Steven was in Threesome. He's the one who went all God.
Oh, okay. He's the one who's got that goofy.
He's very goofy. Of the guys, he's the goofiest looking brother, without question. Billy was in Sliver.
Oh,
with his butt hanging out.
Yeah, oh, he's the good-looking one.
He's good-looking, yeah. He's in Everything's on Fire. He's in the
Backdraft.
Yeah.
Everything's on Fire.
Right, he was in the...
Once again.
Who's the one who had a lot of drug problems, and then he was...
Daniel Baldwin.
Daniel.
That's At Your Leisure, Bro.
That's... Okay, Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel Baldwin.
All right.
He's the troubled Baldwin.
Yes.
Yeah.
One last question before weather and traffic.
Uh-huh.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
China's half-sister Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Starred in what 80s sitcom?
One Day at a Time.
That is correct.
Okay.
I would have I know that one.
Okay. That was technically a 70s.
I've watched
that
way too much One Day at a Time.
It's a great show.
It's on.
Although I find it really creepy that Snyder just would use the keys to walk in anytime.
Right? But then, but he was very nice.
Yeah, but look at him.
Situations.
Look at him. He's getting the mustache, the vest, the rolled up pack of cigarettes, and 3 o'clock in the morning, he's walking into three women in there, and they're alone in their apartment.
That is true.
They never had the chain on the door either. Why did you put the chain on the door? Snyder lives downstairs.
Oh, no.
All right. It's 3-2, me. I don't know what that means. That's the score. We're recapping the score.
And just for clarification purposes, Kurt reminds us Turn Up the Radio was by Autograph.
It was Autograph. Europe did the da-na-na-na-na.
Final Countdown.
Final Countdown. Mm-hmm. That's right. It was Autograph. Of course. Of course my listeners would be pissed that I attributed the wrong band to the song.
Right
to the song. There's like 8 million texts. It's Autograph, idiot! Sorry. All right. Okay, that's good. Yeah, man, it's Europe. Now, I just want more people to text in and get mad. No, of course it's Autograph. Okay. All right. It's 4-2. Me. Nick with 4, Esmeralda with 2. And we're in the middle of the pop-up video. And Skip Skipley is back again.
Hey, guys.
His third retirement of the day, coming back from retirement, is Skip Skipley.
He was retired.
Oh, I know. Can you believe that? 5 minutes ago, he was retired,
wow.
And he's back. Welcome back, Skip Skipley.
It's good to be back, guys. Nice
All right.
to see you.
All right. Does Bob Barker like Autograph?
Of course he does. Bob Barker.
they funnel it through the yeah. whole...
It relaxes the animals.
Yeah,
the animals
they get real calm.
No, I think the animals would get really pissed if they had to hear that.
Be like,
and be attacking everyone. If they turn off the radio. Don't turn it up. Turn it off. All right. Are we ready, Skip
yes,
Skipley?
We are
whose
on the other,
question is it?
We are back to Esmeralda. We are on
Esmeralda.
The extra credit portion
okay.
of Wilson Phillips. Hold on. Just a note, everything will be multiple choice except for question number 2.
Hmm. Oh, thanks.
Well, question
oh,
real
you
nice.
Have such a problem.
All right. Esmeralda,
yes.
What do the English call plexiglass? A, perspex, B, plastiglass, C, plas, D, Thames tough stuff.
Aw, I wish it was Thames tough stuff. What was the first one?
Perspex. Plastiglass, plas, or Thames tough stuff.
The first one.
That is correct.
Yay! Oh, look at that.
Very nice.
I wish it was Thames tough stuff.
That yeah. is awesome.
Some of that so, Thames tough
you're just
stuff.
You're just on the river beating somebody up. It's Thames tough stuff. it's Thames, actually, but that's just me. Okay. All right. What now?
As we mentioned, this is not a multiple choice.
Thanks. Instead, real nice.
Instead, this is a perform this.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Please do the dance they call the swim.
Go on.
Do they do it in the video?
No, this is in relation to the fact her father was in the Beach
Boys. Oh, the Beach Boys. Okay, so I think it goes.
So.
Am I?
Wow.
Nick
am I
DiGilio
doing it right?
is drowning.
Yeah.
Because that would not
is that,
get
is
you
that the sweat?
Anywhere.
That'll work. Yes. That's
okay.
Close yeah. enough.
I don't know.
Some people also grab their nose.
Right.
And go under.
Oh, they go. Oh
yep.
God,
and then they sink
okay.
down.
Well, I don't know. I don't sink. I don't need to hold my nose.
Esmeralda, the line "Ancient Chinese secret" was in a commercial for what product?
What does this have to do? All right.
La Choy, Calgon, Shanghai Spray Starch, or Mr. Bubble?
The Spray Starch.
That is incorrect.
What?
It's Calgon.
Calgon.
My husband, some hot shot.
Wait, but you can't wash stuff with Calgon?
Yeah, well, it was laundry detergent. It was Calgon laundry detergent.
I was thinking.
My husband, some hot shot.
I was thinking Calgon take me away.
Yeah. No, that's I can understand that. But that commercial again, that's for the Foster Brooks
no,
era.
I know what that is. I thought Calgon was only a bubble bath.
Ancient Chinese secret. My husband, some hot shot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret, Calgon. All right. What does that have to do with the
The question had to do with China.
Remember? Oh, China. Oh. See China. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Why don't we bring in Steve Grzanich before we finish off
oh.
this card?
Oh, okay. Here's Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I think you made a little lexicon addition this morning. I've never heard you say this, and I'm going to have to use it. There's a lot on fire there.
No, I said everything's on
everything's
fire.
Everything's on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
the
that.
Movie, everything's
it's
on
the
fire.
Movie, everything's on fire. It's
not in
Robert
regards.
Robert De Niro and Kurt Russell.
Not in regard. Oh, see, I didn't know that. I didn't know that movie.
It's actually Backdraft, and I made a mistake.
So I was thinking you were just thinking that would be a great way to describe somebody who's hot.
Oh.
Everything's on fire there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You can use that. Feel free. It's yours.
Will.
That's all yours,
you.
Steve.
You
yeah.
can use it as a pickup line.
You can,
Oh, my gosh. I don't know about that. But
okay.
We do have a show for you coming up next. We've been talking a lot about how farmers will have to produce a lot more food to keep the planet fed over the next couple of centuries. Well, how about if we start not wasting food? We've got the author of a new book on called Biting the Hand That Feeds Us. And you're never going to believe how much food we waste every year. The problem's getting worse. He has some solutions so that maybe we can recoup a little of this food and feed some of the 1 in 5 hungry Americans that currently exist. It's coming up next in the opening bell.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Okay, what do we got? One question left?
We have one question left. We'll try to get through another card.
So, yeah, real as quick as possible. It's 5-3, by the way.
What insult did the Canadian brothers Doug and Bob McKenzie often use? Baconhead, lerp, hoser, or loony?
Hoser.
That is correct.
Okay, you can't ask me an SCTV question. That's just not fair to the world. All right, what's the next card?
Phil Collins, who is returning to the stage. This is his song, In the Air Tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, this was in Risky Business.
Sing any line for the song or do the famous drum part to the song.
Oh. Okay, well.
What?
All right.
That counts.
Okay. Good Lord.
Esmeralda, this video begins with a blurry close-up of what?
It's not multiple choice.
No.
Great. Phil Collins' face.
That is correct.
Yay! Right,
absolutely.
Mr.
Right.
DiGilio.
Yeah.
Phil guest starred on what quintessential 80s cop show?
Miami Vice.
That is correct. Esmeralda, name the original lead singer of Genesis.
Peter Gabriel.
That is correct.
Look at this.
This is like the flash round.
Wow. This is the flint. It's Phil Collins. I can't believe we're doing so well with Phil Collins.
All of these are multiple choice.
Uh-oh, here we go.
What dramatic character said, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears? Caesar?
Caesar.
Bluto? Mark Anthony? Or Brutus?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, well.
Oh,
did
yeah.
I answer? I answered already then.
Yep.
It's Mark Anthony.
It is Mark Anthony.
Yeah, okay.
But you said Caesar.
I know, I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I like how the Popeyes came back, though. the name Philip is derived from Greek words meaning what? Prince of the house, lover of horses.
No, that's Nick.
Smiling.
Yeah.
We might have to call it there. Smiling one or low to the ground. Prince of the house, lover of horses, smiling one.
Loaded smiling one.
That is incorrect. Lover of horses.
Oh,
Philip is lover of horses.
Came to bite me.
Yeah. See, you can't be a smartass.
Who did the theme music for Miami Vice?
Jan Hammer.
That is correct. And finally, Gabe Kaplan taught the Sweat Hogs at what fictional high school? A, James Buchanan. B, James Madison. C, James Polk. D, Dolly Madison.
Oh.
James Buchanan, James Madison, James Polk, or Dolly Madison?
James Madison.
That is incorrect.
It wasn't Dolly.
Buchanan.
Oh, okay.
9-5, as in Dolly Parton.
Yes.
I beat you. 9-5. And I'd like to thank
it's
Phil
just
Collins.
Just a way to make a living. 9-5.
Way to make a living. All right. Well, yeah. Hi, Esmeralda. That was fun. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Good.
Wild Card Wednesday. I hope that you're happy about that.
Yes.
All right. And
it's one of my favorite days.
We will see. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, my God. Here we go.